The Democratic Alliance has formally laid criminal charges this morning against the ANC's very own Bonnie and Clyde. This follows after the leaking of a report from the Office of the State Attorney, which found that the Director General of the Public Service Commission, Thovhani Mampiswana, illegally chaired a selection panel, which then appointed his mistress and the mother of his child to the position of Chief Ethics Officer in the Public Service Commission. The DA is deeply concerned by this development, as the Public Service Commission is supposed to be the country's chief anti-corruption watchdog. And yet, we now have the ANC cadres Bonnie and Clyde, who have pulled off a heist here, where they are now in charge of the most powerful anti-corruption watchdog in the country, whilst being themselves implicated in criminal activity. The DA hopes that the police will prioritize this case, for the reason that the Public Service Commission is a vital public institution and given the amount of evidence that has already been collected. But we also hope that the Public Service Commission will act quickly to implement the rest of the recommendations contained in the report, including forcing the criminal couple to pay back the money that has been spent on salaries for someone that was illegally appointed. Finally, the DA is also deeply concerned and outraged by the fact that President Cyril Ramaphosa has so far failed to act on recommendations issued as far back as February by the State Attorney's Office that the DG of the Public Service Commission should be suspended with immediate effect. The President failed to do this, and this report that just came out has already been tabled for a week now, recommending criminal charges against the DG of the Public Service Commission, who reports directly to the President. Once again, President Ramaphosa has failed and is acting more like a spectator here to take action on the basis of these very serious allegations. If the President does not act, the DA will consult our lawyers to see whether there is a legal case where the President has breached his constitutional obligations to ensure good governance. We will today be writing to the President to find out what he plans to do about this, and if we are not satisfied with the answer, we will consider taking strict legal action.